A Liberal MP is calling for the culling of Little Corella's Instithalban. Josh Teague has told the Courier that shooting or poisoning could help restore the balance. There have been quite a few regional communities overrun by the species. Joining me for a chat now is the member for Hyson. It's Josh Teague. Hi there, Josh.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me on the program.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Hello to all your listeners.
Yeah, so there are a number of different ways of managing Little Corellas, and I think certainly this isn't the first time. You know, we're seeing at the Eastern Fleurieu School reports of students being impacted by large flocks and damage to ovals and infrastructure. You'd like to see more action taken?
I would, and that's something that I've spoken up about for quite some time and had the opportunity to be looking into in a fairly serious and thoroughgoing way, of course, my work with the Natural Resources Committee, where the committee received expert evidence and evidence from those on the ground around the state where these infestations have occurred, that the problem that comes back from time to time is not going to be solved by just moving birds along. The problem is that they'll just go elsewhere and they'll be back very quickly.
So you reckon maybe some poisoning or shooting, you know, to try to cull down the species?
The expert evidence indicates that poisoning or shooting the birds are effective means of reducing their number, and the application of a particular method is going to have to depend on the circumstances and what's feasible. Sometimes these birds we know are drawn to a water source, and so they're there in greater numbers than they would otherwise be out in the country. Alternatively, they might be drawn to a source of grain. So it's the source of ready food and water that sees them come along in large numbers in our regional towns, and that really can't be addressed without reducing their number.
And I mean, it's often, you know, if you do come into contact with one of these huge flocks, it's certainly not something you can just ignore, right? Like they're quite a nuisance for a lot of people in the community.
Well, it's compelling, and that's everything from public authorities to individual residents to, as you've said, school students just playing outside at lunchtime. I've stood alongside a tree in Mount Barker, for example, and watched in the course of 15 or 20 minutes for a group of birds just destroy the foliage, leave it piling up on the ground, and that's a major challenge just to clear up all the mess, let alone the damage to the tree. Same thing's been reported to me by residents at Strathalbyn in particular, who they might be one or two blocks from the centre of town, and the birds have decided to launch into street trees out front, and it's a horrendous sound that's most disturbing and causes enormous damage. And as you say, where they're gathering round open spaces, causing damage to ovals and impacting on people when they're outside. It's a combination of a nuisance as well as the very significant damage that's done.
And just lastly, Josh Teague, a statewide management strategy for the unprotected birds has been done by the Department for Environment and Water. A whole lot of different options that they're looking at along with culling. I understand that there's also looking at, you know, getting sanctuary spaces for them. How are we going with this particular strategy? How's the state government going with it?
Well, the thing that I would really want to emphasise is the importance, and so far as the government is concerned, and the minister's very much committed to this approach of the new landscape SA arrangements for local boards and local councils who know the particular circumstances of their local areas best to have controls and initiatives to be able to implement the best possible solution with support from the state government. So one thing I've seen on my travels through the seat of Heysen, through the hills and in different parts of the state, is that the problem varies from one place to another. And yes, there are, as the Natural Resources Committee heard from different councils, there are lots of things in common about the nature of the damage, but there might be significant differences about the reason why they're congregating in a particular town and how that's best addressed. So I'm pleased that the state government is committed to supporting local initiatives, and as we say in all sorts of areas, it's about then achieving outcomes, about improving outcomes, and that's what I'm committed to, and that's why I reiterate these calls for action to be taken to reduce the numbers of these infestations that have been coming along. My particular experience in Heysen is how badly they affect Strathalbyn from time to time. Mm. But Strath's not the only one. Mount Barker's not far away. They suffer those problems, and that's true of lots of towns throughout the state.
Thanks so much for your time today, Josh Teague.
Thanks very much, Jenny.